Welcome to another episode of Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Siddhartha. And nothing's off topic here. And we keep it real.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got God. It down.
You're
I always like question myself. I was like, shoot, what did I say right?
I know. After the initial saying, then you pause and then you like get it together.
I know.
We're about to start recording and I was like, hey, you ready? She goes, yeah, hold on. And then she lets out this amazing burp.
We just had some breakfast.
I'm dying.
What, it's like 11:30. We just finished breakfast.
It's better because last time we were recording at 11:30 p.m. And when I heard that podcast from last week, I felt like we were becoming delirious.
I think we were.
I could feel like us kind of like a little bit draggy. And I'm like, yeah. I think we just needed to just sleep.
Yes. Next time we need to just know that we need to just do our podcast first.
And then hang out.
And then hang out. We always hang out first.
But here's the thing. We were trying to have the kids go to sleep and it was summer. So they didn't go to sleep till freaking 11. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll be better when school starts because they'll be in the room at least, you know.
I know. And it's school starts and next Tuesday.
And I'll have my office all done so we can just go in there.
Yeah.
Chill out.
So we've been school shopping. It's this year. I don't know why. I'm like a little like sensitive or like it like hurts my heart a little bit because.
It's his last year.
It's his last year, you know, since our elementary schools here go to sixth grade.
Yes.
I don't know if it's because it's his last year. Or like, I don't know, like
your baby boy is growing.
I know. And this is the first year. I don't know about you, but Donovan, I guess, has never been really into like tennis shoes or whatever. Like, I mean, like Jordans, like Air Force, like Air Max, all that stuff. Like I am more into that.
I'm not, but Aryan started in third grade.
Oh, okay. So what I was saying, this is the first, like, you know, when they make that jump, I think when you get a size 2 or 3, when you get past a 3, then the prices go way up.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. Yep. I'm like, god damn it. So now he's like a 6, and he's been a 6, but he wanted these pair of shoes and it was like $110. I was like, oh my gosh. And then I was thinking about it. I said, you know what, he really doesn't ask for nothing or anything, and it's fine. And then he was like, mom, are you sure? And I was like, yeah buddy, just get them, you know. And he loves them. He was like wearing them now. And at first I would have been like, wait till school starts. But that's just what they used to tell me growing up.
I kind of tell my kids the same thing. Maybe I should loosen up.
I know. But I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's your fault if you like mess them up, you know, before school starts. Like I felt like for me, when I started back to school, I couldn't wear any of the clothes beforehand. Like it was like almost like a big reveal to everyone because no one has seen them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think I'm kind of like,
but no one even cares anymore.
Yeah, because I think the dress sense is very casual. I don't think people care about dressing up to
school
anymore.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
We went shopping, which I do a lot of online shopping for Aryan, but he has really since last year. So he's going into fourth grade, right? Third grade, he started a little earlier on choosing his clothes.
Yeah,
and very adamant on what he wants to wear, and he's got a pretty cool sense of style. But it's like when I'm trying to tell him for certain things, you can't wear that. Like he'll get stuck on this one shirt and he's like, I'm going to wear it for all the pictures because we're every event. I'm like, okay, we've seen that shirt. And like, it's a size 6-7 now. You are 9 years old. So I'm like, let's replace that shirt. But he, this year he's like, I had to go through, usually I'd order and kind of like show him like what sizes and all that stuff. Yeah. This year I had to go through this to tell him what's in the cart and also have him shop on his own a little bit and see what he really wants.
Yeah.
But it's like they're growing up. It's I really, really miss when I used to pick like Rhea's clothes out and he used to be like glittery and like super girly. And now it's like she's shopping in the same section as I am now.
I know. It's so crazy. So what size is do you buy $100 shoes for Aryan?
Okay. So I will not buy $100 shoes because he's still in recess. And like they mess up the shoes in recess.
I mean, they go to recess in sixth grade too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So my thing is I won't spend that kind of money. He's got his Air Jordan, whatever, from my aunt. She bought it for him. And you see him wearing that gray and white ones. And I'm like, take care of those. Like those are so nice. So, like, we were very limited, like, okay, if it's a rainy day, don't wear it, blah, 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 right? Because those are nice shoes, and they don't they like mess him up really fast. So anyways, I started buying Rhea nice shoes because she really needs like nice running shoes, right?
Yeah.
But she's not messing them up during recess time. Like she's
okay,
older.
So that's
she's
how you do it.
I do it that way. Otherwise, Arian's going through his shoes, one or two shoes at
I get it. I mean, I agree.
Or
with
I want
you.
Him to know the value of like you're getting $100 or $120. I think his were like $150 because they were a specific color.
Yeah.
And I was like, I ain't paying that much for you. You were in third grade.
That is a lot.
But so my aunt bought it for him, and I'm like, okay, there you go.
Yeah. So like, he is into those now. So Donovan just got into those. So I guess I got lucky.
Yeah, you got lucky. I don't know where he got it from. I mean, me and Barbara, I don't think I own like any Nike shoes. I'm more like, I don't know, like A6 or Adidas, but like I'm not a Nike. I don't know where he gets in. Rhea's not really that much into it. But this year.
Yeah, it's like all the old styles that we used to wear are like now cool again, you know?
But shoes are the most expensive.
Yeah.
Part
so
of shopping.
I know. And so then the next day I'm like, hey, you know, you should get another pair of shoes because I don't want you wearing the same pair of shoes like every day. He goes, Mom, it's okay. You know, those shoes were a lot. And I'm like, Donovan, it's fine. And he goes, well, I can wear the ones that you got me over the summer that he's been wearing, like he took to camp and everything. I was like, Donovan, you need another pair.
Yeah.
I have never had to push a kid to get another pair of damn shoes. He was like, Mom, I don't know. Like, get a fuck. Seriously? This is crazy. I am making you get another pair of shoes. Do you know how
she would
silly
say
that?
Oh, I wish someone would say to me.
No shit. I'll be like, okay.
Okay, I'll go find me some.
But so he found another pair and he really likes them. Okay, so he's really happy and he got all his clothes. So we're done with him.
So you did the same thing for his clothes too.
Yeah.
Like he went.
Yeah. And so he picked out a bunch of like athletic wear. You know what I mean?
Yes,
that's all they wear now.
Which is actually nice.
Yeah. He did want some pants because, you know, he's like a rock star now. And some of his pants have like the holes on the knees and stuff. Like he likes that now.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah.
And
he
so,
has his own sense of style though.
Yeah.
Too.
And so for Breslin, like she hasn't really grown. She's been like 38 pounds for like 3 years.
But she's gotten taller.
She has gotten taller and her feet have grown. So I don't have to like buy her shorts cause she's still like the same waist.
Okay.
Even though some of them are like booty shorts now cause she's longer. So she doesn't need new clothes cause she's outgrowing them. But like I buy her new clothes because you know, I don't want to wear the same shirt from like 3 years ago, you know? And also, Laurel is now in the same size.
So they can share.
So whenever we go to the lake house and like maybe Laurel like has an accident or like spills whatever, I'm like, hey, just wear this. She goes, that's Breslin's. I'm like, but y'all wear the same clothes. Y'all can share now. So she's like really excited about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like when Breslin's outgrown a dress and I'm like, hey, Breslin used to wear this. She goes, she'll go up to Breslin and be like, Breslin, remember you had this before?
Aw.
The other day. And I'm like, maybe not the other day, but... So that's cool. And then, you know, Laurel doesn't need any new clothes. She's in daycare, preschool, whatever. So I actually get lucky in that aspect. So, yeah, I mean, I only have to really buy a lot of school clothes for Donovan. So I get it. I mean, when you have multiple kids that are you have to go shopping for, it's really difficult. So anyway, I don't know. It just I feel like the summer again has been so fast compared to years before,
which is surprising because we didn't do much camps.
I know. I feel
we
like we just
chilled it out this time because Rhea in middle school, she really wanted to not have a packed schedule. Mm-hmm. And I've never really done packed schedules, but we just, you know, consciously made sure that she was just resting and doing stuff. And it still went by fast. Like, I'm surprised, like, school's starting less than a week right now.
Same, because I'm usually like, oh, my God, we still have 2 weeks, you know, or whatever it is. But I don't know. I think, you know, you and I both did a good job as far as, like, a good mix of, like, busy and downtime, you know. And so, I don't know. I mean, that trip really, the timing of that trip was really good because that was, like, smack in the middle of summer. And I think when you do it in the beginning or the end, like it just seems like a lot longer, you know, either you're looking forward to it the whole time so it seems like forever, or you got it done and it seems like you're bored and not doing anything.
Yeah, we did two trips. We did it at the beginning, like June 3rd, just to kick off the
summer.
Sure. and then you kick it off and then you're like, okay, I'm in a rest mode. And I think that's what kind of like helped us. And then we were looking forward to our big Cancun trip.
Yeah, we should definitely do that next year.
For sure.
The Airbnb. So I just came back from our girls trip in Austin, my college girls. We take a trip every year and we try to go somewhere different. But I think we didn't have a lot of time to go, like to go somewhere from like to fly. You know what I mean? Because we only had like the weekend.
Don't y'all did Austin last year too, though, right?
We did Austin. And I think it was just like, again, timing. And so hopefully next year we'll be able to go. But we've done like we want to go to a different beach. But we've done Florida. We've done Portland. We've done Charleston. So we just try to do different places. Next year we'll probably try to do like Mexico or something like that.
Okay.
But this Airbnb we stayed at was phenomenal.
Not like the way we had it at the
it looked so nice. I mean, it had
functioning so water and toilets
A lot of towels. It even had pool towels.
Okay, let me ask you, did they have shampoo and conditioner?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Okay. They had the ones in the showers and stuff, and then they also had ones like on the counters. You know how you get at hotels, like the little sizes.
Oh, yeah,
they had all of that. I mean, it really because I was about to be done with Airbnb.
Mm-mm. It was just
yeah. So we're I'm on good terms currently. We still have like a case going on with them, so we'll figure that out. I don't know if they'll rent to me if I get all of my refund back.
Oh, they probably still. Uh-huh. That's their fault. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
I slept with no AC. I was just telling somebody. I slept with no AC.
In Mexico, and it's hot as fuck outside. And you were on the third floor, so you know heat rises, so it was even hotter up there.
Yeah.
I don't even know how y'all had sex, to be honest. I think it was so fucking disgusting. I would just smell. I'd be like, no.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Okay.
So
you don't like it hot
but we
and sweaty?
Had the opposite problem. We didn't have sex because we had all the kids in our room because we had... Oh, man.
Bob didn't want to mess with that. He goes, you sleep in that. We're going to sleep in here when it's hot.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my gosh. No, we had a good time. So we went out to dinner. You know, it's just so funny. Like, you know, we've been friends since college. And so we would obviously party so much in college. And
it seems like y'all still party the same way.
We still got it. Because, like, you know, like you to me, like, you never really change, right? Like, yes, you have your mom duties. You take care of your kids, whatever. But if you go on a girls trip and you don't have your kids there, your husband, you're like no responsibility at all.
You're just living it up.
Fucking balls to the walls, man. I'm talking about like no sleep, you know, you take, you know, vape pen or like edibles, all the alcohol, you know what I mean? Because you're not waking up to anything.
No, but let me say something, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Your liver is functioning like you were in college.
That I don't know. I have not.
Well, no. I'm going to tell you. I would say, damn, this girl can just get up and look good the next day and do it again.
No, that's a lie.
That's not a lie. I've seen your picture where like you were partying at my birthday party and then you went the next day looking all hot to what some dinner with Chaz. I was like, how? And I'm over here in bed. I'm like laying down. I have another birthday party and I'm laying down. Taking a nap and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't think I can get up and get ready. Oh, and here you are partying it up. I am like I'm feeling it the next day.
Yeah. I do feel it more. I push through because, you know, I have major FOMO. And I think for the longest time, you know, when we were having our anxiety issues and stuff, like I didn't do anything. No, well, I'm going somewhere with this. I didn't do anything because I truly was like, had debilitating anxiety where I didn't even want to leave the house. And there was a point where I didn't want to be in the house. So I was walking all day. So I think on the other side of that, I mean, obviously we still have our anxiety and stuff, but like that I am past like what I would probably consider the darkest point of my life. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm content with the situation. Like, would I love some things to be a little different? Yeah. But I am finally at peace where we are at and where I think we will be at. Uh-huh. And so now I just want to enjoy life. And I'm not saying you have to like party all the time, but like, if I want to, I'll go. I do say no. I don't have anyone force me to do things I don't want to do. But usually I don't say no because I want to just live. I just want to do the things because yeah. I don't know if that'll happen again, or I don't know like what will happen.
You're trying to enjoy every moment. That's
just
a good way to look at things.
I mean? Like, I don't know if, and we have been so lucky. Like, I don't know about other people. Like, we're now in like kind of like our mid 40s. I'm not at mid 40. I'm 42.
42.
But like, you know, we used to think 40 was so old, and it's not, but yet like people and diseases and cancers and stuff, they don't care about age. And I would say like for 90% of the people that we know, they've not gotten hit with anything like that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so I just don't know when those things would happen. You know, like, I don't know. We're lucky because, you know, they, you know, 7 in 10 women, or like 3 in 10 women have like breast cancer or whatever cancer, you know, like I don't know 3 women yet who've had that in our circle and our friends and our stuff like that. So yeah. I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is like, life can be short.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's going by real fast.
It
too.
Is.
I tell myself, but whenever I'm suffering the next day, I can't get out of that funk.
Oh, there are times. I'm not saying every day you got to do and party, like whatever.
No,
but
no,
like,
I'm
trying to like enjoy the kids. Like, even if I'm exhausted, like take them to the lake house. You know, I'm just, and then Laurel's growing so fast, and it's so sad because, like, you know, she is definitely our last. And, you know, I was very in a mind fuck with stuff like with Breslin. So I really didn't enjoy Breslin's upbringing because I was so in a space of darkness. So like, I'm trying to like really fully enjoy Laurel, Breslin, and Donovan, because I didn't. There was a point where I didn't even know like I was okay going to Donovan's games or anything, because like soccer games or whatever he was doing, because I knew Breslin couldn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt like I can't go to one kid when the other can't. You know, so now I'm very on the other side of that.
No, I can see that. And you know what? It's nice. It's nice that you're talking about that, because I think you constantly need that reminder. You get in the day-to-day hustle and you forget to like be present.
And
enjoy.
Do that too, I know. But I'm more not mindful now. I have to like, okay, I guess not take things for granted.
Yes.
You know.
No, and I see that in you. Like, you're just making sure you go out of your way regardless of how you're feeling, tired or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just making sure you're like present and you're there.
Yeah. I mean, because like our family's getting older, you know, and I don't know.
I'm going to have a high schooler in next year.
That's crazy.
I know. I'm just thinking, I'm having a hard time adjusting to that. Like, she'll be driving in just a few years.
Oh,
and like, there's some videos I was watching, and you know, my mom was asking like, oh, what does mommy do? She's like, does mommy get yet mad or do something? And she goes, no. And they're like, mommy doesn't do any wrong, does she? And she's like, no.
Oh gosh.
And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Keep that video and always show her that video.
It's on her phone and she's showing me that video.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. So you just kind of feel bad, like, oh shoot, what all have I done? Mm. Will she still say that now? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't want her to think that I don't do any wrong. That's not natural.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, does she, it's just, I don't know. It's hard. It's like, you want to keep that, building that relationship with your kid.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they don't, they're going to need you less and less.
Yeah.
Are they still going to come and be attached? Because like, when you think about it, when they're younger, they just need you all the time. And
I know,
you,
or they
so
want to be around you. I mean, Donovan retreats to his room a lot. I mean, he comes out a lot, but like, he goes in there and he's like watching videos or like practicing guitar. He's like reading, you know? And so like, so we have Breslin, and then Laurel's with us all the time. So like, I'm thinking, okay, if we never had Laurel, like our house would be even more like, it would be crazy.
Yeah.
You know, cause he's at that moment where like, he's okay not being with us all the time, where Laurel, she spends no time in her room, you know?
Yeah.
She just sleeps in there.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Half the time.
But, you know, this past year, and I guess because we're busy doing our thing now.
Yes.
And with the podcast. So it flew by this whole fucking year and the summer. And so, like, I'm thinking, is this how all the years are going to happen from now on? Like flying by, you know, I don't know.
I feel like they are. I think, like you said, every day should be really, really enjoyed. It doesn't matter. To me, like the way I'm trying to take it is, mm-hmm. like you can see the different chapters and like the seasons of your child, right? Children. Now, like you're like, I'm telling myself, like, I'm so busy, like taking the kids here, taking there. What I'm trying to do is just enjoy it because I will miss this mm-hmm. in the next 2 years when Rhea is like driving on her own. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I actually miss her, like picking her up and dropping her off. So I'm trying to enjoy the current moment versus, oh gosh, this is what I have to do, you
yeah.
know? And it's helped this summer mm-hmm. while being more present. Do you see what I'm saying? And it's, I think both of us mm-hmm. kind of think like, okay,
yeah,
she's going to enjoy her family and just kind of.
Yeah. And I think even having this podcast and putting perspectives out there, you know what I mean, has also like reiterated it to us that, okay, we also need to do this. Like we, you know, like while it's good to be mindful, okay, that is us also reminding ourselves to always be like that yes. too, you know.
Yep.
I felt like a lot of times before I was always waiting and thinking, okay, my life starts when this happens. My life yes. starts with this happens.
For sure.
And then I'm in a moment now where I'm like, okay, this is our life. Currently. What if that thing doesn't happen?
Yeah.
Like, this is our life. I remember there was a point where, years, I mean, I think Breslin was like 2 or maybe before that 1.5. And we got like the diagnosis and he, you know, we knew that everything was going to be super delayed. And this is before when all the seizures started where she was like making good progress and stuff. And I was like, you know, okay, they were like, okay, maybe she'll walk when she's like 5 or 6 or whatever. And I remember Donovan's like, you know, Chaz was like, you know what? Like, I don't think you'll be happy until Breslin walks. And I think about that moment, like, and she's 9. She'll be 10 in February. She's still not walking. Mm-hmm. And who knows if she will ever. But what if I lived by that? That would be really awful.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able to. I don't know if I'd be here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I'm not saying I agreed with him when he. I think I agreed with him when he said that.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that that is not true.
Well, what changed it? Because you can get in that mindset and just
mm-hmm.
because you're so focused.
Because
on
first of all, I don't want to go back there to that where we were, you know. And yes, would I be? I don't want to say would I be happy. Would I be? Would it be so bittersweet if that happened? Yes, but I'm not. I'm like I said. I'm at peace where things are at now.
Mm-hmm.
Would I love for her to be able to do all these things? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But my mind, my heart, my soul, everything has accepted all of this stuff. And maybe things will change. Maybe in 2 years she could start walking. I'm not saying that that's not a possibility, but like I am fully, fully, and this is me working on myself, my mental health and a lot of things, medication. I am fully enjoying everything now,
uh-huh.
especially with like Laurel, Donovan, Breslin, and Chaz,
uh-huh.
that like I am the happiest. We are the happiest we've been in so many years.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just trying to ride that wave. I don't know if something will crash. I don't know. It, you know, this too shall pass, but like I am here for it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. And maybe, you know, if something were to come, you're able to handle it better.
I think that's what it is.
You know, because you're having
that
this
you
good.
Process,
yeah.
I think everything that you go through, like you learn from it, you know? And so like, you know, and people listening to this may be in their dark moment or something, you know what I mean? And just know that like, you know, things pass. There's seasons to everything and bad situations, everything bad. I mean, there's still bad things happen to me. I was talking to one of my, you know, my dad yesterday and I had been shared with you, but it is really sad, you know? Mm-hmm. But again, like you, you just have to keep going.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Which is, you know, it's healthier to keep going,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And just not be fixated or just dwelling on anything. Yeah. It's hard to tell yourself that. But like, no, I'm glad you've figured that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think you are too. You know, you're finally on the other side of a lot of things.
I mean, I can hear it in my own voice when I talk.
You could even see last summer, you were not in a good spot. So you are, and you're kind of still working on things.
I'm trying to figure out what's working and what's not working for me. But you know, I have a choice when I wake up in the morning.
And sometimes,
you know, the past, which we haven't talked, but the mm-hmm. past few days, I've been waking up in a funk. In the mornings, right?
Mm.
And I've got like this really bad headache and I just don't feel like myself. But I've actually been forcing myself to go to yoga class
mm-hmm.
and try to like release as much out and kind of, and I come back in a better mood.
Yeah.
You know, just not all the way, but like I'm trying,
mm-hmm.
but I'm in a lot better place than I was last year. I will just say I'm not 100% feeling
myself. Oh, we would not be doing this. We would not be doing this podcast at all.
Yeah.
At all. I just feel like, you know, I'm glad that you're doing that. And like you said, you wake up with a choice.
Yes, you wake up with a choice. And I hear a lot of people, you know, I used to be the type, I'm always a happy person, right? Like super happy, mm-hmm. whatnot. And sometimes, you know, I dwell on, you know, oh gosh, why am I not feeling this way? And why am I having to deal with it? And I did notice that I'm making my surrounding just very down also, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I figure just there's nothing you can change. I'm doing everything in my power, yeah. on my hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just try to like let it ride and not dwell on it.
Yeah.
And that has kind of helped me out because I'm not sitting here in those moments. And I feel like I'm getting better by just being a little bit more, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, you have to count on yourself. If you can't be there for you, you can't be there for others.
That's know? True.
And so like you have to, even if you're in a funk, like you still and your life, you can't just like check out, you know what I mean? You still have to be there for your kids. You mm-hmm. have to be there for, like, we wear so many hats, you know.
Yeah.
But everything is so emotional to us, like mental.
It is. But let me just say, like, you know what makes me feel super guilty is, yes, you have to be, you can't check out 100%, right? But there's times where I'm just not my happy,
and you're
jolly
okay.
self,
and you're okay.
And I'm still there.
You, I mean, you are. You deserve those moments. You know what I mean? You don't want to, but you deserve to experience those moments too, and be able to like sit in that funk and not do anything. You know, like. That is also self-care. Like sometimes pushing through is not the right answer.
No, but in order for me to get better, I allow myself to rest and just watch TV. I do all that mm-hmm. stuff, right? But I just feel like it's not fair that I need to make sure that I'm myself around these kids. Like I can't be always so down. I was very, very mm-hmm. down last summer and I feel like I didn't do justice for I wasn't yeah. fair to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This year, when I do have those moments, I'm in a better place to just snap out a little bit.
Yeah.
Like faster mm-hmm. than I was last year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a choice that I have. I'm okay to like, I can't even explain it, but I'm just saying like I'm able to get out of it and snap out yeah. of it. So it's.
That's so good. I'm telling you what, like, I know like we always have so many things, right?
Yeah.
And the older you get, the harder it is. Like the more responsibility you have, like if you have kids, that's another stressor. It's like anxiety, all these things, right? Cause then you like worry about so many things. But I like look at these shows, like, I don't know, these reality shows, like Too Hot to Handle or whatever, where like all these kids are like early 20s and stuff. I'm like, oh my god, like just to be able to go back and like not even know what anxiety was.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, because I know kids have anxiety, I know that that's a whole big thing, but I'm saying like you didn't have a mortgage, you didn't have bills, you didn't have like a lot of the things that like really make up a lot of like our anxiety. Like,
well, no one's dependent on you.
Yeah.
Can we just
like go back there for just like a moment? Like, could I ever feel like, I don't know. I
don't
that
think
that's
we're never going to get there because I feel like my kids
but
are going to be.
I'm kind of like jealous of them. Like, they don't know trauma.
They'll get there. That's part of life. And I just say, you don't know. They may be like, oh, I want a husband. I want kids. Because that's what, when we're in our 20s, that's what we're wanting, right? I mean, like, that's what we're like going towards.
Like that is a book you open and you never can close it.
You cannot. Because I'm just thinking once. My kids are married,
but
you're
still
constantly
worry
because my mom's like, I worry when y'all go on a trip, just make sure you take care of yourself and the kids and whatnot. And it's like, I don't understand why my mom's so worried.
You never
And now
not
I
worry.
Understand because like when Rhea is, you know, out somewhere and she's at someone's house, I'm like, oh, you know, just texting her to make sure everything's okay. Yeah. You just can't sleep. You know.
Know,
so now you kind of understand.
Now
but
I think
you know
I need
what?
To call my mom and just like check in
on her. But you know what? I love my mom.
Like not like, only check in on her, but like for her to like be able to, you know what's going on with me. Like I'm okay, you know. And then they worry about the grandkids too. Oh God, that's a whole nother thing. Holy
my
shit!
Mom,
oh my God,
I can't even
process that right now.
She's like, when you go on your trip, make sure you have the kids right on your. It's like. Yeah, I know. I will, mom.
Oh my gosh, girl. Okay, let's just like be happy with. No grandkids stressors or anything like that or driving
that's
and stuff
what I'm saying.
Because,
it's
so
it's
let's like
gonna
let
end.
Live in the moment, don't think about the future because there's always things.
Yes, okay. Absolutely enjoy today.
Yeah, oh my God, this was so healthy.
It was so good.
No, I don't think that I had an intended for it to go in the
moment. We were talking about back to school shopping and then we went to all this
but
emotional
this was
stuff.
Really good. I hope you guys enjoyed it and can relate and, you know, let us know your thoughts. If like you have ever like, you know, had anxiety, what your coping methods are, like how you deal with like self-care, like
and
even if you
kids.
Have like funk days, you know,
how you get over that. But I also want to know like, you know, parents that have growing, you know, the kids are getting older and they're like, you know, becoming more independent. How do you like handle that?
Let
attack?
It go.
Yeah, let it go. Oh, I can't. It's hard.
I know. Anyway, well, don't forget to rate us wherever you're listening to this and write a review. It only takes a little bit. If you have any questions or want to share anything, you can always email us at authenticallymoms@gmail.com or DM us on our Instagram @authenticallymoms. And we will see you all next week.
Bye.